Thank you for allowing me to speak. Eminent domain is a very serious matter and should only be used as a last resort. When a government or corporation takes someone's land, they don't just take a few feet of field or forest, they take someone's hopes and dreams for the future. They may be taking someone's retirement plans, their inheritance for their children, their woodlot, their sugar maple farm, their home. New Hampshire HB 302, as well as the presidential permitting process, which is going on right now, would allow Hydro-Québec to take land from New Hampshire citizens to enrich themselves. While I am not in opposition to including hydroelectricity as part of New Hampshire's renewable energy portfolio, large-scale hydro plants, including Hydro-Québec, have become virtually synonymous with environmental devastation. Large-scale reservoir hydroelectricity is not benign. In fact, large dams have altered the planet in very significant ways. Worldwide, they have displaced indigenous people, they have led to the extinction of innumerable species of animals, have caused earthquakes, have polluted and deoxygenated rivers, put tons of methane into the atmosphere, and destroyed boreal forest. The Cree people of Quebec fought against Hydro-Québec and lost. Citizens of Vermont fought Hydro-Québec and lost. Citizens of New York fought them, and they thought they won, and now they're fighting them all over again. Now they're coming for us. The only thing that stands in their way is you. Over and over at meetings throughout the state, people have said no, but they don't care what we think. But you can stop them. The reason many of us live in New Hampshire is because we care so much about our clean environment and way of life. That is why tourists come to New Hampshire also, to enjoy our clean mountain air, streams, rivers, and beautiful scenery. Large-scale hydroelectricity, especially taking into consider Hydro-Québec's devastation of the Canadian environment and towering power plants bisecting the state of New Hampshire, would be a grave insult to our planet, residents, and visitors. Please study this subject in depth, and I believe you too will oppose these changes. Your children will thank you for it someday.